Well, good morning, everybody. It's my pleasure on KQWC Radio to talk with one of the candidates running for Iowa governor coming up this November, 95 days away, as a matter of fact, big election day. It's my pleasure speaking with State Auditor Rob Sand, Democrat candidate for governor from the Decorah area. And Rob, it's a pleasure to have you here at Webster City today.
Well, thanks for having me. I actually haven't been keeping count of the days, but knowing that it's 95 is not surprising. We've been out here for a while and glad to see us making progress day by day, I guess.
Absolutely. This is one of your first stops. We're doing this before noon on Thursday. Have other stops along the way, one in Jefferson and then the other in Marshalltown later on this evening. So what's been on the minds of Iowans during this time, Rob, as you get ready for the big race for governor?
Good question. I guess I'd say, Pat, that a lot of people are looking for some change that they can trust and state government that's actually focused on their problems, not the problems of the folks in the two private clubs that seem to run our democracy. They know me pretty well. They know I've got a track record. I go to every county every year, willing to talk to whoever happens to be there, but also willing to stand up for them and make powerful people in both parties mad at me for doing my job. And I think that's what we need in a governor, someone that's really interested in being a governor for all and recognizing that there is no person or party that is right all the time, recognizing a broken clock is right twice a day, and getting just sort of refocused on common sense.
And you have all this experience as your one-time attorney for the state of Iowa, and of course you're now state auditor, so now you bring all this into proper perspective as you get set for the election.
Yep, and I think that's right. People have seen me not just as the state auditor going after elected officials and public officials in both parties, but also haven't done that the same way as the chief public corruption prosecutor prior to that. And I think, you know, it matters to folks too that my upbringing was in a small town, Decorah, born and raised, and liked to hunt and fish and churchgoers every Sunday. So no matter where you are in Iowa, I think I can do a pretty decent job of representing you in the Capitol building in Des Moines.
Rob, I think you've had a busy week. You had some issues you've talked about. The growing cancer rate is just one of them that came out, I believe, this past Tuesday. I met some people from some of the medical organizations in Iowa for a problem that continues to, well, sadly grow, from what we've seen.
Yes. Yeah, this is important. There's a number of things causing it. One certainly is water quality. There is a tie between what is in our water and our cancer rates. And we also know that we need to do a better job of cutting smoking rates as well as alcohol consumption. And look, we have a lot of radon in Iowa that causes lung cancer. We should be doing a better job of making sure we're getting radon rates low inside our homes so we're not exposed to heavy concentrations there. Those are all things that are common sense stuff. You know, if I win this race, Pat, I'm going to be working with a Republican legislature. They've got strong majorities. That means that the stuff that the legislature is going to be doing, I want to say 100% of our legislating time should be devoted to issues that impact 100% of Iowans.
Another big issue you talked about this week there, Rob, is about limiting social media for young people under the age of 16. I think there's a couple of countries I've heard of that's doing that. I think Australia, from what I've heard.
Yep.
And now he's saying even France is looking into that.
Well, look, it was the courage of an Iowan, Francis Haugen, who actually released the Facebook papers, showing the world that these social media companies know their products are addictive to our children, oftentimes as addictive as nicotine, showing that they know that their products are destroying the mental health of our kids. And we got to stand up to these social media companies. We got to make sure that we can protect our kids and make sure they're putting their time into things that can help them develop grit and character in their life, not just sitting there scrolling and getting depressed.
Mm-hmm. This is including such as Facebook, X.
Absolutely.
And
Instagram.
Instagram, the lot.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I want to emphasize, too, you know, we got three of these town halls today. If you're not able to make it out here on Thursday, well, go to robsand.com/events. We're going to be back up in north central Iowa again. We will be back around again. And these events are open to everybody, Democrats, independents, and Republicans. I'm sick of the two-choice system. I don't think that either party does a bang-up job of solving our problems, and I'd like to make it so that actually we have more than two realistic options. I don't think the Democratic and Republican parties should have special legal privileges on our ballot. And if you come out to a town hall, no matter what your party affiliation is, you're going to be in good company. We've got mixed audiences everywhere we go, and we take questions from all comers.
And you have a different approach if you are elected in about 95 days.
Yes. Yes. I mean, well, some of it will be the same. You know, I want to continue to do, I will continue to do 100 public town halls every year, advance noticed, so that if people have an issue, they can come out and at least have at least one opportunity to work and meet their state's governor and let me hear it. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's a compliment, maybe it's criticism, but I think we would do a better job. Our government would do a better job if we listened to people. So a lot of our proposals are the stuff that most folks would be supportive of. Term limits, age limits at the top end, cognitive tests. You ought to pass a civics test, Pat, in order to get on the ballot in the first place. We ought to make it so there's mandatory prison time for anyone who steals a bunch of money from taxpayers. We ought to ban stock trading for people in positions of trust and power like elected officials. A lot of this stuff, Pat, to me, comes down to that line in the Lord's Prayer, lead us not into temptation. If we would make rules that force our elected officials to actually work for us, they wouldn't be led into the temptation to be serving insiders and special interest groups instead of Iowans.
Mm-hmm. So you had a lot on your plate right there, Rob, for the next, about 3 months now for Election Day. Coming up, of course, you're having stops here in Webster City today. And, of course, you were over in Fort Dodge, too, the other day, also in,
yep.
I think, Eagle Grove. This is probably home territory from what I've been reading about as of late.
We're here every year, going to Leon's to get a pizza, of course, since they're the closest thing to Mabe's in Iowa.
Little plug there for Leon.
Yep, and got a couple of high school classmates that I grew up with, Michelle and Sarah, that live here in Webster City, too, so hope to say hi to them, too.
I know you're busy, Rob, but we appreciate you spending some time with us this Thursday, and, of course, we'll be playing back on Friday here at KQWC, so long ways to go.
Oh, yeah, we got it, though. We can do it. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Pat.
You bet. Rob Sand, Democratic candidate for governor on KQWC. I'm Pat.